It's time for the KBOO News for Monday, September 14th, 2020. Just a quick update on the Oregon wildfires today. The Riverside Fire, which is the fire currently burning southeast of Estacada and east of Molalla. The northwest edge of the fire is about 30 miles southeast of Portland. It is 135,000 acres at this point. There are now 385 personnel assigned to the fire, including dozens of engines and bulldozers. Here's an update from the incident commander last night.
We have a mass of our people, and what they are doing is they are on the ground, literally connecting the dots in between people's property and then open space and then back to people's property, and just leapfrogging each other and working their way around this fire so that we can get a good control feature so that the fire won't push towards any of the other houses or vital resources that are out there. The goal is for us to kind of converge with our firefighting resources in that area. That's priority number one. Once we do that, we can reposture and focus on the rest of the fire. The rest of the fire is just moving around out in the wilderness and out in the forest. So as we get good opportunity to have success in these areas, we'll shift our resources and focus on the back area, which is what we're doing today. So basically, we're going from an initial attack posture to an extended attack posture to get around this fire.
The largest wildfire in Oregon right now, the combined Beechey Creek Lion's Head Fire, is at 188,000 acres with over 500 firefighters working on it and seven aircraft. The fire is burning mainly in Marion County, southeast of Silverton. The Beechey Creek Fire and the Riverside Fire remain about 1 mile apart. Officials from nearby fires are coordinating strategies to minimize fire growth and stabilize incidents. The combination of winds, record dry forests, and a lack of natural holding features in the Table Rock Wilderness and surrounding areas mean it is still possible the fires could burn together. Rain is forecast for tonight or tomorrow, which would greatly help the firefighting efforts throughout the state. Air quality remains at hazardous levels throughout the Portland metro area, averaging around 330 parts per million of air pollutants. This is a significant improvement from yesterday's average of 550. Multnomah County officials have urged residents to stay inside as much as possible, and area schools have been canceled. Free lunch pickups for students have also been canceled for today and tomorrow. Meanwhile, a mutual aid group that sprang out of the Portland protest movement this summer has set up a mutual aid support center across from Holiday Park at the Lloyd Center. The focus is on evacuees, but they have food, water, and household items available for anyone in need. That's it for the KBOO News at Noon. Tune in today and every weekday at 5 p.m. for more local, national, and international news produced by volunteer reporters right here in our home studios supporting KBOO Community Radio.